Okay, picture this with me. It's a Tuesday afternoon, maybe 2026. You're walking through the Irvine Spectrum District. The sun's out because, I mean, it's Orange County, right? But the vibe is, it's not your typical shopping center. It feels electric.
It's a very specific energy, isn't it?
Totally. You look around and yeah, people are grabbing lunch. But if you look closer, you see software engineers debating sprint velocities over a sandwich.
Right. Or biotech execs talking FDA pathways.
Exactly. Or startup founders pitching their Series B over cold brew. It looks a bit like Silicon Valley, but it feels different.
Cleaner, maybe. A little more corporate, but so concentrated. It's very distinct.
And that's the word that keeps coming up in the research for this deep dive: sophistication.
Yeah.
These people, they're just immune to marketing fluff. They speak this dense technical language. They know exactly what they want.
And yet.
And yet, when it comes to how businesses actually try to reach them, there is this massive disconnect happening right under everyone's noses.
That disconnect is exactly what we're looking at today. We're digging into a concept that our sources are calling the Irvine Tech Test.
The Irvine Tech Test. And just to be clear for everyone listening, this isn't some certificate you hang on your wall.
No, you can't go take a test for this. Think of
Right.
it more like an informal standard, but it's a brutal one. It's this invisible line separating the generic service providers, especially in SEO, from the ones who really get the OC business ecosystem.
And the scary part is that the data suggests most of them are failing miserably.
They are.
So that's the mystery we're unpacking today. Because on paper, things can look great. You have these businesses, traffic graphs are going up, and to the right, reports are full of green arrows.
The phones aren't ringing.
Exactly. Or if they are, it's people asking for free advice, not signing contracts.
Right. And our mission for this deep dive is to really unpack why that happens. We need to explore
Definitely.
that huge gap between, vanity rankings just looking popular and actual revenue in a market this competitive.
So let's get into it. The source material talks about something called the sophistication gap. And frankly, it sounds a bit insulting at first.
It does, but when you dig in, the logic makes total sense.
Huh.
It's not about intelligence, it's about business models.
Okay.
The core issue is that most SEO agencies, even the big expensive ones, are built on playbooks designed for mass market businesses,
Like what?
like strategies meant for a regional plumber or a local flower shop.
Okay, so fix my sink, roses for Valentine's Day, simple stuff.
Precisely. High volume, very simple intent. If your sink is leaking, you're not doing 3 months of research. You just need a guy.
You need him now.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then these agencies take that same plumber playbook and try to apply it to, say, a fintech startup in Costa Mesa.
Or a medical device manufacturer near John Wayne Airport.
And that's where the wheels just fall off.
Okay.
Because if you're a CPO looking for enterprise software, you are not searching for a good software company near me.
No.
Let's look at the actual search behavior. A local restaurant, they need to rank for Italian food Costa Mesa. That's fine. But a cybersecurity
He
firm,
needs something else entirely.
their ideal client isn't typing in computer help. They're searching for SOC2 compliance managed security services.
That is a mouthful.
It is, but it's specific. Or zero trust architecture implementation, Orange County. These are highly technical needs. If your agency is chasing the broad stuff just for the search volume, they are fundamentally misunderstanding your business.
And this brings us to one of the most counterintuitive ideas in the research. They call it the premium brand paradox. And I love this because it basically says that getting more traffic can actually be bad for you.
It sounds so wrong, doesn't it? We're trained to think visibility is always good. More eyeballs, more money.
Right.
But let's take an example. A high-end aesthetic medical practice, say it's in Fashion Island, top-tier equipment, board-certified physicians, the whole works.
So this is a luxury service. They're not competing on price. They're competing on prestige, on outcomes.
Correct. Now imagine they hire an agency that fails the Irvine Tech Test. The agency does its research and sees a keyword with huge volume: cheap Botox, Newport Beach.
Oh, I see where this is going. They see 10,000 searches and think they've struck gold.
The agency thinks, jackpot, let's rank for that. So they optimize the site, and maybe they even succeed. Suddenly, that practice is number one for cheap Botox.
But the people searching for that, they aren't their customers. They're looking for a bargain.
Exactly. You're just flooding your phone lines with price-sensitive tire kickers who will never convert. They want a coupon, not a consultation.
So it's not just wasting time.
It's worse than that. By appearing in those results, you are actively associating your premium brand with discount providers. You're diluting your own positioning in the market.
So the agency is high-fiving because traffic is up 500%, but the business owner is pulling their hair out because they're just fielding calls from people who can't afford them.
That is the premium brand paradox. For a sophisticated business, appearing in the wrong search results is actually damaging. The goal isn't maximum visibility, it's visibility among the right people.
Quality over quantity.
Applied to the algorithm, yes.
This brings us right to the metrics trap. Because if you're a business owner, you get these reports, and they usually show rankings. Look, you're number one, but the source material has this horror story. A technology consulting firm.
Oh, this one is painful to read.
18 months. They spent 18 months with an agency. They had page one rankings for dozens of terms. Organic traffic was through the roof.
And their sales pipeline.
Flat. Zero change. How does that even happen? How can you have people flooding your website for a year and a half and nobody buys anything?
It comes back to intent. The previous agency had optimized for what we call informational keywords.
Okay, like what?
Things like, what is cloud migration? Or history of cloud computing?
Okay, let's unpack that. What is cloud migration? Sounds like it would be a relevant term for a tech consultant.
It's relevant to the topic, sure. But not to the purchase. Think about who is searching for what is cloud migration.
Students. Maybe someone writing a blog post. A researcher.
Exactly. People looking for a definition. They want education, not a service proposal. They're not looking to hire a consultant. They're looking to pass a test.
As opposed to someone who is actually ready to spend money.
Right. And this brings up the whole volume versus intent debate. This is the absolute crux of the Irvine Tech Test.
Let's put some numbers on this so it's really clear. The source compares two keywords. Keyword A is, what is managed IT services? That gets about 5,000 monthly searches.
5,000 potential visitors. Looks great on a graph. A generic agency sees that and, you know, their eyes light up.
Okay, then there's keyword B, managed IT services, Orange County pricing. That only gets 150 monthly searches.
And a bad agency looks at that and says, 150, that's nothing. That's a rounding error. We want the 5,000.
Right.
But a sophisticated agency, one that passes the test, knows that those 150 people searching for pricing in a specific location, they are buyers.
They're at the bottom of the funnel.
They have the credit card in hand. They're comparing vendors. I would trade 5,000 students for those 150 buyers every single day of the week.
So the strategy shift is having the confidence to say, I would rather have 150 serious buyers than 5,000 tire kickers.
Precisely. Because those 5,000 visitors are vanity metrics. They feed the ego. I'm famous on Google. Feels good.
Sure.
But the 150 feed the revenue. And in the OC tech corridor, where a contract can be six or seven figures, you don't need thousands of leads. You just need the right 10.
This seems especially true when we talk about B2B companies. I mean, we're not selling t-shirts here. If you're a manufacturing company in Anaheim, nobody is impulse buying your product at 2 a.m.
No. The sales cycles in this region, especially in tech, aerospace, medical devices, they're complex. We're talking multi-month decision processes, multiple stakeholders.
So you have a CTO looking at specs, a CFO looking at ROI.
A compliance officer looking at your site all at different times.
So how does SEO even work in that kind of environment? It feels like you can't just rely on one keyword to do all the heavy lifting.
You can't. You need what we call full funnel content. You need attribution modeling. You need to understand that the person searching today might not even contact you for 3 months. That's the dark funnel.
And during those 3 months, they're probably searching for different things.
Exactly. Early on, they might search for the problem. Efficiency issues in manufacturing. They aren't looking for you yet. They're looking for a diagnosis.
Okay.
Later, they search for the solution. ERP systems for aerospace. Then finally, they search for the vendor. Best ERP implementation partners, California. You need to be there for all of those searches.
Because if you only show up for that last one, you're just a commodity. You're just another name on a list.
Right. But if you show up for that first one, the problem identification, you deframe the conversation. You become the trusted advisor before they even know they need to buy.
But there's a trap here too, right? The near me trap. For a B2B company, just relying on SEO services near me seems risky.
It's risky because it's too broad. Near me is high intent. Sure, they want a service, but who are they? It could be a solopreneur looking for a $200 a month package for their knitting blog.
And if you're an enterprise agency, that lead is a complete waste of your sales team's time.
Totally. You're paying your sales team to disqualify bad leads. So the question becomes, how do you filter them out before they even call?
You do it with your landing pages. And this is where the visuals from the source really help. So picture two landing pages.
Okay.
Page one is the generic approach. Headline, SEO services Costa Mesa. It's got that stock photo of two guys in suits shaking hands.
You've all seen it.
And a big red button that says, get a free quote. It basically says, we exist, and that's it.
It says nothing about who they are or who they help.
Now, contrast that with a premium page. The headline reads, Strategic SEO Services for Costa Mesa Technology Company.
Oh, that hits different. Immediately, you've pushed away the knitting blog.
Right. And instead of stock photos, it has case studies of other local tech firms. It talks about industry-specific challenges like regulatory compliance or technical debt.
It says, we are not for everyone. We are for you specifically. It pre-qualifies the visitor. You'll get fewer leads total, but the ones you do get will be the ones you actually want to talk to.
And the conversion rate on those leads will skyrocket.
For sure.
I love that. And the source mentions taking this a step further with what they call dual-purpose content. This is such a smart way to double dip on authority.
It is. The idea is to hit both the local angle and the industry angle at the same time. Most blogs are one or the other. You have generic posts like top 10 SEO tips, which puts you in competition with every marketing blog on Earth.
Yeah. Good luck beating HubSpot or Neil Patel on that one.
Exactly. You won't.
Whoa.
So instead, you write something like, how Irvine Medical Device Companies are adapting to Google's 2026 algorithm updates.
See, that is so much more powerful. If I'm a marketing director at a medical device company in Irvine and I see that title, I have to click it. It speaks directly to my reality.
It signals insider status.
Yeah.
It builds immediate credibility. It proves you're not just an SEO vendor. You're a strategic partner who understands my world, my city, my industry, my specific problem.
That distinction vendor versus partner, that feels like the heart of this whole Irvine tech test. But let's get practical for a minute.
Okay.
We've got listeners right now who are probably sweating a little, thinking, oh no, is my agency failing this test? Am I just paying for vanity metrics?
It's a common realization, unfortunately.
So how do we fix it? The source provides a technician's checklist for vetting a partner. If you're an OC business owner, how do you spot the bad apples before you sign the contract?
You have to ask the right questions, and you have to listen very, very carefully to the answers. The first category is strategic. You need to ask, can you explain your keyword strategy for our specific industry?
And what are we listening for there?
You are listening for the words search intent. If they start talking about getting you to number one for the biggest keywords without asking who your customer is, run.
They should be asking you questions.
Yes. What's the lifetime value of a customer? How long is your sales cycle? What are the common objections? If they aren't asking about your business, they can't market it.
Okay. What about the technical side? Because if I have a massive catalog of products, my site isn't some simple brochure.
Right. So you ask, how do you approach technical SEO for complex websites? If you have 1,000 SKUs or a complex SaaS platform, you need a partner who understands site architecture, canonical tags, duplicate content, JavaScript rendering.
Even if I don't really know what all those words mean, I should still ask them.
Yes. Watch their reaction. If they gloss over and say, oh, don't worry, we have a plugin for that, that is a huge red flag. You want a nuanced answer. If they break your site trying to optimize it, rankings won't matter.
That's terrifying. Okay, what about accountability? Everyone promises results.
So you ask them, what metrics will you track? If the answer stops at rankings and traffic, that's another red flag. You want to hear business outcomes,
leads,
qualified opportunities, revenue attribution. They should care about your bottom line, not just their own report card.
And finally, the relationship aspect. The old bait and switch. You meet the VP of strategy during the sales pitch, and then...
And then you never see them again. You get handed off to a junior account manager who just graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask, who will actually work on our account? You need access to the experts, not just the salespeople. Get it in writing.
The source also mentions a few major red flags to watch for.
The biggest one is guarantees. If an agency says, we guarantee page one in 30 days, you walk away.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Why? That sounds like a great promise. We love guarantees.
Because nobody controls Google. Nobody. Google's algorithms change daily. A legitimate agency will promise a process, they'll promise expertise, but they will never guarantee a specific ranking because they know it's dishonest. It's just snake oil.
It's like a doctor guaranteeing you'll live to be 100. They can help you get healthy, but they can't control the universe.
Exactly that. And another red flag is a lack of discovery. If they propose a solution and a price, Before they even understand your business model, they're guessing. And in the sophisticated OC market, guessing gets you fired.
So let's bring this all together. We've talked about the sophistication gap, the premium brand paradox, the difference between looking popular and actually making money.
Yeah, it really boils down to this. In the Orange County Tech Corridor, whether you're in Irvine, Costa Mesa, Newport, generic SEO, is a liability. It's not just a waste of money. It's a distraction.
It fills your pipeline with noise.
And it dilutes your brand. Success here comes from substance. It comes from expertise, from aligning your digital strategy with the sophisticated nature of this market. You can't fake it with the plumber playbook.
You really can't.
The businesses that are thriving here didn't build their success on shortcuts. They built it on delivering genuine, complex, high-value solutions. Their marketing just needs to reflect that same level of quality.
And we should mention that these insights for our deep dive come from the team at Technegian. They're an IT and SEO provider right there in Irvine, and their whole philosophy is built around emphasizing business outcomes over those vanity metrics we've been talking about.
It's refreshing to see that perspective coming from an IT provider, honestly. They seem to really get that technology and marketing aren't separate silos anymore.
Right.
They're one integrated ecosystem. If your infrastructure is weak, your marketing fails. If your marketing is weak, your infrastructure just sits there idle.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with one final thought to chew on.
If you're a business owner or a marketing leader, I want you to look at your reports this month. Really look at them. If your traffic is going up, green arrows everywhere, but your revenue is flat, stop celebrating. Ask yourself a hard question. Are you passing the Irvine tech test?
Or are you just winning a popularity contest with people who will never, ever buy from you?
Oof, that's the question.
Visibility is vanity. Revenue is sanity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.
Take care.